150 years ago, Union General Samuel Curtis consolidated the scattered elements of his Army of the Southwest and turned them to face Confederate troops at Elkhorn Tavern on the night of March 7 and 8, 1862. He began the fight the next morning with a two-hour assault with 27 cannons blasting the Confederate lines. One Yankee wrote that it was a continual thunder, and a fellow might have believed the day of judgment had come. Around 10 a.m., Curtis lined up 10,000 Union soldiers and advanced relentlessly toward the rebel lines. Confederate Commander Earl Van Dorn, with his men almost out of ammunition, ordered a general withdrawal. Union losses at the Battle of Pea Ridge totaled 1,384 men, while the Confederate Army suffered at least 2,000 casualties. To learn more about Arkansas history and the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, visit ArkansasCivilWar150.com. The Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission is an agency of the Department of Arkansas Heritage. I'm Mark Crist.